Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good day. Today is Friday, and we have Laura Snyder on the line. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Stephanie. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I wanted to start just by giving your bio so that our listeners can know a bit about you. Laura Snyder is an Iowa author who writes both YA and contemporary fiction novels. She grew up as a member of a large blended family in Topeka, Kansas. She and her twin sister, the youngest of seven. She now lives in Des Moines with a blended family of her own, including her husband, two stepchildren, newborn baby, dog and cat. Laura graduated from Drake Law School in 2009 and is a practicing lawyer in Des Moines. While law has been her profession, books have been her passion. And today, we are specifically talking about her book, Which is Quarters, which releases, and is it exactly a month, Laura?
I think it's the 8th.
Yes, October 8th, so just about a month. And I wanted to begin by sharing the synopsis for Witch's Quarters. Charlotte's parents are fighting again. Charlotte needs something to distract her three siblings. June, the youngest, takes a quarter from a bag and drops it in a tree-shaped coin bank. But these are no ordinary quarters, and the kids are transported to a new world, one that resembles the scene on the back of the coin. The world is Nova, and Nova is at war. The four siblings are now thrust into the middle of this war between the witches and the animal warriors. A raccoon named Ringo offers a way home, but the kids must first fight alongside the animals. Younger sister Ava wants to fight. Charlotte doesn't trust the warriors and wants to look for her own way out. Charlotte and Ava become separated when they follow their instincts. On their own, each girl discovers mysteries about Nova that place the family in peril. Now, Charlotte and Ava have to find one another again, a task wrought with danger and deception, before it's too late. That is a synopsis for Witch's Quarters, and I'm so excited for it to be out next month. We will share the link for the pre-orders are on the website, the Blog Talk Radio website. And now let's begin the interview with Laura. Laura, I wanted to start by asking you, there are lots of fantasy novels out there about witches. What makes Witch's Quarters different?
Well, I think one of the main differences or what makes it very different is the witches in this book, the reader doesn't necessarily know if they're good or bad from the very beginning of the book. And many books out there, you know right away the witches are bad, like in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or you know that witches, for the most part, are good, like in Harry Potter. But in Witch's Quarters, the witches are more lifelike in a way that there's some parts of them that are good, but also some parts of them that are bad as well. Every character isn't either good or bad. They have a little bit of both in them. And really it's up to the reader to ultimately decide which outweighs the other for each individual, which character. Also, what makes this book different is that there's two separate types of magic, and they're acquired in different ways, and this is the main cause of the turmoil in the book. There's a lot of greed in wanting the powers that another might have, which creates the initial conflict in the novel.
Yeah, it's so true. And witches are, they sometimes are categorized either one way or the other. So I really find that fascinating with Witch's Quarters. And Laura, can you tell me, what is your educational background and what brought you to writing?
Well, I studied political science for my undergraduate degree, and then I went to law school and graduated in 2009. I didn't take a lot of literature classes. I took exactly what I needed to get my degree. I wish now that I could go back and kind of redo that, especially the political science major. I did that because a lot of lawyers are political science majors, and I just did it because that's what most people do, which isn't really advisable, but I was young, so, you know, it is what it is. I wish I would go back, if I could go back and major in English or something along those lines, because any major can apply to law school. I used to work for the Public Defender's Office, and there were people that I worked with that had English degrees and studied, you know, something like that before going on to law school. So I wish that I would have taken that route myself. But what really brought me to writing is really started with audiobooks after I graduated from law school. Because when I was in school, in college, I played soccer in college, and then I graduated in 3 years, so I was studying all of the time, just the things that I needed to study. And when I wasn't doing that, I was you know, practicing and playing the sport. So, you know, I didn't have a lot of time for pleasure reading back then. And then once I went to law school, I really had no time for pleasure reading. So that kind of took, you know, was shelved for a long period of time. And then once I started practicing law, my first job out of law school, I was a prosecutor. And then a couple years later, I took a job with the Public Defender's Office. But since I had been a prosecutor, I couldn't work in that area. So there were conflicts of interest because I prosecuted the people I was supposed to be representing. So I had to work in the outer counties around where I had previously prosecuted. So I did a lot of driving. And, I mean, there were hours of driving a day. So I just started listening to audiobooks because there's only so much music you can listen to every day if you're driving for hours. So I started listening to audiobooks, and then, you know, that kind of morphed into physical books. And I'm not a big e-reader. I like having the actual paper book or hardcover book. I guess there's something about holding a physical copy that I really like. And then now I always have, I'm usually listening to at least two audiobooks and reading a physical book at one time. So I kind of go through a lot of audiobooks still and still read a lot. But then from there, I started having ideas of my own and started to put them down on paper, and I didn't really have a plan that it was going anywhere. I just was enjoying myself at that time, especially since practicing law is pretty stuffy. I mean, the law, there is some creativity allowed within the bounds of written law and that's in case law, but there's really not much you can create whenever you're dealing with, you know, the law. So writing a fantasy novel is completely different. It's a great reprieve from that. So, I mean, especially since fantasy novels, I mean, it's like you can do whatever you want to do. I mean, you don't even have to follow the laws of nature. You can create whatever you want to create. So that's kind of, you know, what got me into enjoying writing and got me through the first book.
Thank you, Laura. And why did you write Witch's Quarters?
I wrote Witch's Quarters actually as a Christmas present for my oldest niece. She loved reading, and she's very advanced for her age. She loved Harry Potter, and she started, I think she was in fourth grade when she started reading the Harry Potter books. And I had already read them a couple times. And so her and my sister and I were all kind of reading all of the books straight through again with each other. And we just, I mean, it was kind of her love of books, especially these fantasy books, that kind of made me think, oh, well, I could write this for her. I have this fantasy idea, so I'm going to write it. And my thought was that I could give it to her as a Christmas present once it was done, and she would have a lot of fun reading it, which is really the point of books, is that they're fun to read. And I would have deemed that as a success. And at this point, now that the book is actually going to print and, you know, and a bunch of other people are going to be able to read it, it's surpassed my expectations, and I'm really excited to see where it goes at this point.
Good, good. And what are some challenges you've encountered through the publishing process?
This is my first book that I've ever gone through this process with. So everything has been new to me. And I've been practicing law for nearly 10 years, so there's not a lot that surprises me anymore. But this publishing process is entirely different. So I felt a little bit at the beginning like a deer in headlights. But overall, I've really actually enjoyed learning the ropes and learning how the process works. One thing I do wish that I had known early on was just how many times I was going to rewrite Witch's Quarters. I wrote it, rewrote it, reviewed it, edited so many times. I mean, I had no idea in the beginning. My editor was pretty hard on me, but in a really good way. I thought the book was good at first, but I think now if I would go back and read that original manuscript, I would think it was terrible compared to what it is now. You know, my editor would give me pages and pages of notes, and my knee-jerk reaction was, no, it's great the way it is. And I think that's kind of a natural reaction when you put so much love and time into something that you've done, that it's perfect the way it is. But, you know, after reflection and looking at the suggestions that he made, I realized pretty quickly that it was not perfect the way it was. You know, his changes were great suggestions. And so once I implemented those, it got better and better. Now, 9 or 10 drafts later, I would say that Witch's Quarters is about 1,000 times better than I ever dreamed it could have been. I'm really happy that my editor was the way that he was. It is a lot of work. I don't think that people who have never written books can't possibly understand the amount of work that goes into that editing process. I know that I had absolutely no clue how much time I would dedicate to it, but I am certainly very, very happy that I did.
Good, good. I don't think people understand just how much it takes and how much love and hard work goes into a book. Can you tell me, what is the best time of day for you to write?
Usually, for me, I'm a morning person, so very early in the morning, between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, everything is so quiet at that time. I mean, nothing is going on. There's no social media posts or anything new. Everything's really quiet. Nobody's calling me. The kids are asleep. The dogs are asleep. My baby's even still asleep. So it's at that period of time that I can sit down and write for several hours without distraction. Because at 6 or 6:30, things get kind of crazy, and even if I tried to sit down and do, I might get a page done, and then there's kids needing breakfast, and then dogs scratching to get out of their kennels or go for a walk or, you know, whatever the case may be, and, you know, and then I have to get ready for work. So everything is so crazy, you know, after that 6:30 time that it's really hard to get anything done in the morning. I know a lot of writers are evening writers, which I could do that, but I don't feel like my brain works very well at night. It's like after 8 o'clock p.m., my brain shuts off and I can't think properly, And for some reason, first thing in the morning when I wake up, I feel like my thoughts are clear and I can form clear, concise, good thoughts. Whereas I've tried to write in the evening, and then in the morning, if I go back and read through it, it's like, that's terrible. What was I thinking? I just can't. And then I have to redo it anyway. So I'm a morning writer.
Yeah, that does seem to be, you know, we each have our favorite, whether it's morning or night or during the day. It seems like each author has a time that works best for them. Well, Laura, it's been so phenomenal talking to you, and I look forward to the release of Witch's Quarters. Did you have anything you wanted to add or say to the audience?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm just really excited for the book to come out and to see what happens with it, and for others to get to read and enjoy it like I had so much fun writing this book. So I am really, really excited for others to enjoy it too.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And everyone, have a good day. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.